This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Go-kart racing.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'd go right after the Rothenberg vehicle.
Why?
I'd turn it right around.
No, you would not.
Wreck
I would dominate
four.
You.
Whoa. Oh, look out. We got trouble. This is going to hurt.
You could race during the show?
Yeah, no.
No, not during the show.
How great would that be? Come on now.
That actually would be great if you had a headset.
So what do you think about the Islanders lost last night? Hang on. I'm passing RJ.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
No, I coach the Florida Panthers.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't care.
No.
On 98.7 ESPN.
No. Ugh. This song used to be one of my favorites, and now it has such different meaning.
But why now, though, Santi? Why? I mean, is this to mock us? What is it?
It's not to mock you at all.
No, yeah, but you know we don't want to hear
bored.
It.
You know what? He's looking to annoy us, so he decides to play the song in this moment.
Why do you find it annoying at this point? I'm curious.
You know,
because it's not gonna season,
be able to, we're not going to be able to hear it otherwise. I got to find places
to
play it.
Well, why do we need to hear it at all?
Because it's a good song. I like it.
It's a great song.
I've always liked it.
I
remember, you guys ride the roller coaster with this song. You used to hate it, then you loved it, and now you hate it again because you think it's mocking you.
Well,
to me, it was. This is the final hour. It's the big finish. It's closing. Let's go.
Well, why don't you play that? Why don't you record yourself playing the trumpet and play that instead, okay?
I can't play the trumpet.
Well, the flute, anything? Can you play any instruments?
This portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Let's move along to what happened yesterday at Chavez Ravine. Mets, Dodgers, Max Scherzer. Now, Don, when we heard that clip from Jeff Van Gundy, Don said it was when he was leaving the field in the third. Wasn't it when he was walking onto the field in the fourth?
Yeah, well, he was doing the show at the time, Dave. I mean, they were mid-interview with Jeff Van Gundy, so I don't know how dialed in he was to what
Well,
was
no,
actually...
but I'm just confirming that I'm right and he was not, right? I'm not judging him for it. I just want to make sure that it was when he was walking back onto the field for the fourth inning.
That's when he got kicked out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when he got kicked out.
So they check him. They determine the third inning there was an issue. They made him scrub down like he's going into surgery. An MLB official watches him. They determine, okay, you're fine. Comes back onto the field fourth inning, and now all of a sudden, no, you've reapplied. There's too much stuff. We've never seen anything sticky to this point. You're out.
This is the stickiest we've seen anything in the 3 years we've been doing this. You're gone.
That's right.
Yep.
Because he's the umpire, he determines you're out.
And there's been three pitchers ejected for this, and all three have been with Cuzzy.
So, how you don't think, if you're Rob Manfred, you think that's fair?
Do I think it's fair? No.
No, really. I mean, you're Rob Manfred, and I sit there and I tell you the story. Let's see. In all of baseball, three guys have been ejected since this has started. Okay. All right. You know, it doesn't seem like it's that much. One more thing, Rob. Phil Cuzzy has ejected every single one of the three. Really?
Have you seen some of the umpires employed by Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, they're terrible.
There are some awful, and they just continue to roll them out there.
Yeah, but this guy sees things differently than other umpires when it comes to whatever the current day sticky stuff happens to be, no?
It feels like this is his thing.
Like this is his thing. But now you have to know, if you are using rosin and sweat and whatever the combination is, if you have a game that Cuzzy's going to be involved with, you know what? You got to really dial it back now.
Yeah, but that's the problem with this whole thing, though, is the substance is legal. Max told you it's rosin and sweat. There's no funny business. He also made the point to say I would have to be a complete idiot to think that, knowing that I was going to be checked in the fourth inning, to come out with anything but rosin and sweat. Kicking him out means that you thought something nefarious was happening. That there was no way that his hand could be this sticky just using rosin and
But even if
sweat.
You thought something nefarious was happening, unless you actually caught him with an illegal substance, how can you throw him out of the game?
Because it's a judgment call on the with the umpire.
Wouldn't you, if you're Major League Baseball, wouldn't you want to err on the side of let me keep one of the faces of baseball in the game instead of throwing him out of the game?
Right, especially with what comes with it, a 10-game suspension. Yes, I would want to err on the side of he's telling me the truth. He's been in this game a long time. I'm going to believe that he's just using rosin and sweat.
I guess because he doesn't, it's just not part of his mindset, right?
Or no, or he just wants to be, he likes the attention and he wants to be involved with what's going on. Not on my watch.
Let's go to some callers on it. 1-800-919-3776. And then we'll hear from Scherzer and Buck Showalter. John Forest Hills. Good morning, John. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. You know, I think the issue here is it illegal to have rosin inside of your glove? And I don't think that's illegal. And, you know, I just think that the fact that he's putting his hand in his glove and keeping the rosin there, that's what's causing the sweat. At this time of the year, it's very hard to sweat because it's cold outside.
Well, he was in L.A.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. He was in L.A., but, you know, maybe, you know, he's not a big sweater, but by putting his hand in the glove, he sweats a lot easier because the leather in his hand create that moisture.
Yeah, but he's not throwing the baseball with the hand that's in the glove.
Yeah, but usually a lot of guys, they come off the mound, they'll take their glove off, and they'll rub up the ball, you know? So he's got the rosin on his left hand or his right hand, whichever. I'm sorry, I don't know if he's left or right.
He throws righty, yep.
You rub up the ball, and he's got the rosin from his left hand, and then he puts his glove back on. So unless they could say having rosin inside of your glove is illegal, they're going to overturn this. You know, they'll make it a 3-game suspension, which will mean he'll never miss a start. But the fact that they took him out of the game, and, you know, it was wrong in itself. He should have been given a warning saying you need a new glove.
Well, he was. And didn't he go to a new glove, though?
He went to a new glove, yeah.
I think he went to a new glove. Thanks for the call, John. And then he was also using, like, an adhesive on his other hand. Did you see that?
That was for the pitch com, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I mean, did it all work out for the Mets? Yeah, because they won. But there was no, I mean, there was the fact that Jimmy Yacobonis came in and pitched as well as
he
did when he came in was great. But that's not, I mean, the plan was Max has had plenty of time off. He got out of the gym in the first inning. His stuff looked good. He was going to hopefully go deep into this ball game. So you jeopardize the chance of the Mets winning this game because it's your opinion that you haven't seen a hand this sticky in 3 years.
That's right.
And that when you touched his hand, your finger stuck to it, and then you had some kind of residue on your fingers. So for me, by him saying that, is him telling you that he doesn't think it was just rosin and sweat.
But I'm sorry, this is not a court of law. If you don't see, you're looking at him.
Yeah, but you don't, but dum-dum, you're not going to see the person use the spider tack either. You're going to judge on how sticky it is.
But he was just with an MLB official.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not. So clearly he thought that whatever he did from the time he washed it off with the MLB official to the time that he was applying it and whatever else he did was not legal. Otherwise, you wouldn't kick him out.
So you're saying he's just an idiot then? Really?
That's
you're saying he's a moron because he washes it off. You know you're going to look him up and down every you know inch of the man's body, and he lubes up to whatever he was using before?
I'm not saying that.
No. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying that's what the umpires are deeming that he is, if he's willing to risk everything by putting all the crap back on.
I think the umpire was not convinced. Phil Cuzzi was not convinced that he was telling him the truth. Because if you were, regardless of how sticky it felt, if you're just using rosin and sweat, it's legal.
Right.
So within those parameters, as much rosin as I want mixed with my sweat, if I can, the stickier I can get it, the better. Good for me.
I want to learn more about this. I want to hear what Major League Baseball has to say, because they're going to have to release some kind of a statement.
You would think.
Right? I mean, you got to imagine he's going to appeal this.
Yeah, I can't imagine he gets suspended for 10 games for this, can you?
10 games? So you took him out of a game. Now, this would be even a bigger deal if they would have lost the game.
Well, of course.
Right? I mean, Yacobonis comes in great. Nimmo, unbelievable. Your bullpen sensational yet again, and you win this game. But if you would have lost this game, now we'd be angry about it.
Of course you'd be angry about it. I'm angry about it now, let alone if, could you imagine if they had lost?
No, you'd be really upset.
Yakubonis comes in and stinks and they lose?
By the way, and we'll get to the calls in a moment, 1-800-919-3776. Why are the Yankees playing at 4 o'clock today?
I don't even want to text K.
No, I mean, I have no issue with an afternoon game, but why 4 o'clock? If it's a getaway day for the Angels, what time are they going to get away? 10 o'clock tonight?
Well, it's going to be a two and a half hour game.
Right. By the time they do media and everything.
So you're probably out of there at 7:30 maybe. Yeah. 8:30 probably wheels up maybe.
So how is that getaway? That's not that early.
Well, they figured the gaining time on the way back to the West Coast.
But why would you not play at 1?
I don't know. I mean, why don't you text K and find out? Maybe K knows.
You think Michael knows the answer of why the game's at 4, not 1?
He's the voice of the Yankees.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think he responds?
He might be sleeping. I'm going to say no.
He's not sleeping at night.
Let's try it, though. You text him first and see, and then I'll text him and see if he responds to me.
Or you know what we could do? We could text him at the same exact time and see who he responds to first.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't ever respond to either of us?
Then
he's sleeping.
He loves you. If he's sleeping at 9:15.
Well, it's a late night for him, man. I mean, does the game? Who knows what time he gets home?
I have a vibration in my upper thigh, lower butt. I don't know what it is.
No.
I think it's serious.
Yeah, they're back home. So they leave New York, and then they're back home against Kansas City on Friday.
I don't understand why this game would be at 4 o'clock today.
Maybe because they figure that they're going to gain the time on the way back. I don't know.
All right, my text is going off at 9:12. Any idea why the Yankees are playing at 4 o'clock today? Good?
That's good. Solid.
Okay.
How long you want to give it before I text them?
Let's give him 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, by the way, dumb.
What?
It also makes it now it on the West Coast, it's a 1 p.m. game as opposed to a 10 a.m. game.
So you think that they're concerned about doing this for the West Coast?
Maybe the West Coast TV market?
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe it was their decision that they wanted to show the game.
All right,
well,
maybe that'll be his answer. You know what? It doesn't make sense to me. If you want to give a team an advantage by getting out of town early, then play the game at 1, then they're in the air by 6 o'clock.
Do you think, come on, do you really, with all the things that we know, do you think they really care about giving the team?
I'm sure they don't.
The extra time or trying to maximize how many people are watching the game on television?
So far, nothing.
It's only been a minute.
Well, you know what? I see something from him, I respond immediately.
RJ, what do you think? You think it's because of the showing the game at 1 as opposed to 10 a.m.?
I would think it has to do with the West Coast time, I would think.
All right. But you don't find it curious as well?
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't really remember any East Coast 4 o'clock games.
It's awful.
Maybe it was requested by the...
By the Angels?
By the Angels.
Maybe. Let's go to Danny, Staten Island. Hey, Dan, you're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, love you guys. Just started listening to you. So I was going to give you a little hint on how you can juggle back and forth, but I think you're missing one point on the Scherzer thing. I'm an umpire at high school, college level, but
all right.
One of the things they said was that Scherzer had excessive adhesive on his non-throwing hand, and that's, if you watch the clip, he was yelling at the umpire, "It's not on my throwing hand." So I think what he was doing, he was probably grabbing the rosin, put the excess adhesive on his non-throwing hand, and then mixing that. And I think that's what it is. I also think Cuzzy is just trying to make a name for himself, but that's another point. But because as an umpire, the best umpire, when you do a game, they say who umpired the game? I don't know. You have no idea, right?
All right, let me ask you this question. So let me ask you this question. In your professional opinion, and being that you're an umpire, so are you with me when I say that he believes that Max is not just using rosin and sweat? There's got to be some other kind of substance that he's using?
Yeah, because he had adhesive, and he admitted he had adhesive on his non-throwing hand. He kept saying, the adhesive's on my non-throwing hand. But that doesn't make sense because, you know, pitchers will put Vaseline or adhesive on their cap or their neck, and they would touch it. So, you know, he's basically, as an umpire, you got to say, you shouldn't have adhesive on your non-throwing hand. There's no reason for it. So I think that might come out. But I think it's a black mark on Cuzzy because he's the only one throwing guys out. So, you know, this is going to go on for a while.
Right. So Danny, let's since we have you, you're an umpire, why, and is it just a Cuzzy specific thing? Why Herman stays in the game allowed to continue and Scherzer thrown out? Is it just because of the umpire?
I saw the German thing, but I didn't pay much attention to it until after the thing happened with Scherzer. But I don't know if German only had too much rosin. I don't think he had adhesive on his hand. Then I don't know. But if he didn't, that's probably why he didn't get thrown out.
So the smoking gun is the adhesive on the non-throwing
adhesive hand. Why would it be there? I don't understand. I don't know if I read something today in the paper about maybe he said it was from his glove, but look, I played baseball too. I had my own glove, and Rick, you know your equipment. You use it if you like it until it falls apart. So why would
it look like on his
on an older glove?
Because it looked like on that hand was where he was putting the pitch calm, right?
That's what I thought.
Well, that would be his out because he probably said, "Oh, I needed extra adhesive for the pitch comp."
Well, he was showing. They actually showed him the umpires that he was putting on and taking off the adhesive for the pitch comp.
But if you were going to hide something, wouldn't you do that and say, "Okay, yeah, it's the adhesive for the pitch comp." You know, of course. I mean, how many other pitchers in the league have you seen come up with a problem that they're like, "Oh, the problem is they use a lot of." You know, the pitch comp's not working, but I've never heard anybody say, the pitch comp's not sticking. All of a sudden, and you know Scherzer is going to, look, I love him. I'm a huge Mets fan. You know he's going to push that line. So I'm sure that he was like, okay, I could play around with this adhesive, and I could use that, you know, because, but, I mean, what was it, the spider tack? It's supposed to help you with your curveball, which is basically an adhesive. So I think maybe he was doing that, and then maybe they said something to him, the first time, like, why you got this extra adhesive? And he's like, the pitch comp's falling off.
The thing, though.
That's where I would hide it.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You know? So the difference between, apparently, what happened with Scherzer and what happened with Domingo Germán, and this is from the umpire, said that Germán was not ejected because they didn't feel it rose to the foreign substance standard where it affected his pitching. My problem with that is that if you were to tell me that someone from upstairs had notified the umpires that they're seeing the spin rate for Max Scherzer has changed, right? He's getting more spin on his pitches. We want you to check him. Apparently, after the game, there was no improvement in his spin rates on his pitches.
Really?
So.
Interesting.
Like, if you're going to tell me, yeah, we had to check him.
And Herman's was up a ton.
Right, but here lies the problem. It's either you believe he's using the legal substance and his hand is just sticky, or in your mind you don't believe it's possible that his hand could be that sticky just using rosin and sweat.
All right, we'll get back to it in a little bit. 1-800-919-3776. Now, RJ, it's your time to shine.
Now.
See ya!
Bang!
The sh** you missed.
And away we go. Mets won that game, by the way, over the Dodgers. I don't want to sweep that under the rug. Only one loss so far on this road trip. Brandon Nimmo, who's been really good lately. 5-for-5. Sterling Marte left that game with a neck injury as well, though.
It's the same one.
Should get more today on that. So, look at your Mets. It's not all doom and gloom.
No, they're 12-7.
It's all happening. It really is. You touched on the Yankees a little bit ago. They beat the Angels, walk it off in extras. Gleyber Torres, sack fly. They win 3-2. Aaron Judge, I guess that's why you pay him all that money. Hits a home run, robs a Shohei Ohtani home run. Makes another great diving play in right field after he made the first in center. Carlos Rodon, though, apparently he's back, checked out normal, still not throwing, but no additional scan setback for Rodon. Oakland
A's. I think he made that play in center field, RJ.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was in center field, too, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry.
He was. You know what? He was joggling back and forth.
I really was. I really was. Yankees just, they're even with Baltimore very early. Too early to look at the standings, but Tampa, even though they've lost a game or two, still haven't really slowed down. They're 16-3. And Oakland A's are closer to moving to Las Vegas. They bought a strip of land, $1.5 billion.
Wow.
Where the plan is to build a 35,000-person partially retractable stadium. Oh, the A's are hoping to break ground by next year and move permanently by 2027.
So. Now, hang on a second. Yep. So partially retractable, meaning can you make it a full dome, though, at times?
Doesn't seem that way.
Oh.
At least not with the early scans. The early specs.
You know
specs.
How hot it gets there?
112 degrees.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat, though.
They got to make it a full... They got to be able to make it a dome. You have to.
I suggest you write a letter. Send it off to the A's.
Well, I just won't go during the hot periods.
I don't think you're going to go at all, actually.
You don't know that.
You're right, not allowed in Vegas.
True. Bad things happen. That's why we have so many drops that gets Dave in trouble.
We'll see naked ladies. Market, have you done yes. crack?
Not good.
All right, move along.
Not good. All right, move along we do. Islanders lose game two in overtime to the Hurricanes. Wild game. Isles down by a couple at one point, eventually take the lead. Matt Barzal scores one of the goals. Nice sign to see. Canes tie it, win it in overtime. Officiating in this series
dreadful.
Under a lot of criticism.
Dreadful.
Rick, I ask your expert opinion, your thoughts.
Expert opinion, I was surprised that there were that many penalties called against the Islanders. And
four, in fact, right? Two double minors.
Here's my only issue with this, is the Islanders' power play is not very good anyway.
Right.
And you had a lead in the third period. In a game where you actually scored. You scored three goals, but Sorokin just... I mean, he's not going to be perfect all the time. It's just it was one of those games where you would have liked to have been able to close it out after you get that 3-2 lead.
Teravainen for Carolina.
Out.
Broken hand.
Surgery.
Done. Elsewhere...
Hang on, can I ask Rick a question about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, sure. We encourage that kind of behavior here.
How good is he?
Teravainen, it's a loss.
That's a big loss?
Yeah, that's a big... Yeah. It's a pretty, I mean, it's a substantial loss.
Okay.
Not often afterwards that both coaches are unhappy with officiating. Because Brind'Amour was unhappy with the no call on Teravainen. And Lambert afterwards was unhappy with all the penalties called on his team. So both coaches just not happy. Regardless, Hurricanes lead that series 2-0. Elsewhere, almighty Boston doubled up by Florida. That series all even at one. Patrice Bergeron didn't play in that game, but a real shame for Boston. Too bad. Dallas wins 7-3 over the Wild. Roope Hintz with a hat trick for Dallas.
Roope? Yep.
That was Roope.
Roope. Tomato,
no.
tomato.
No, it's his name. It's important. Roope. I trust Rick. He's an expert. That series tied at one. Oilers beat the Kings. That series also even at one. Michael Bunting suspended 3 games for his hit on Eric Chernak. He'll sit out games 2, 3, and 4 for Toronto against the Lightning, who lead 1-0. Lakers and Grizzlies all even. 1 win apiece after Memphis wins yesterday by 10. Dylan Brooks thought it would be a good idea afterwards to call LeBron James old. So we'll see how that plays out for him. No Giannis, no problem for Milwaukee. They win game 2. Knocked down 25 threes in a 138-122 win against the Heat. That ties an NBA record in a playoff game. Bucks up 2-0 in that series. Jamal Murray.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you got?
What's the series tally?
Oh, excuse me. 1-0 or 1-1. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
There's a lot to keep track of. I feel this is what Dave must feel like. I'm not cut out for this.
Well, no. I mean, did I do something wrong?
No, you did a great thing. I'm just saying, that's a struggle.
I'm happy to be in that number 2 role.
Mispronounced name, wrong series tally.
This is not your finest stuff.
A lot of information.
Under my watch in Port St. Lucie.
Jamal Murray turns back the clock. His 5th career 40-point playoff game. All the rest of them came in the bubble. But the Denver Nuggets. Looking good so far. They do lead the T-Wolves 2-0 in their first round series.
I can confirm, yes.
Mike Brown, unanimous winner, NBA Coach of the Year. Sauce Gardner yesterday was on the New Heights podcast.
Oh, I saw this.
With the Kelce brothers' high hopes for 2023.
Go get that Defensive Player of the Year next year, man.
I definitely need... Nah, I might have to go get MVP.
MVP?
Ooh!
There's never been a quarterback to win MVP now, right?
It's like, why is there so many quarterbacks? Like, when you think MVP, it's like quarterbacks be the first ballot.
It brings up a fair point, though. If you're not a quarterback...
It's a quarterback award.
I wish you luck.
He actually goes on to say, too, during that podcast, they asked him if there was one wide receiver. He's like, no, I'm going offensive coordinator that he picked out. Andy Reid was the one he picked.
He's got a lot of confidence for a young player, I'll tell you that.
I don't blame him.
You know what? What defensive player won the NFL MVP though back in the day?
Lawrence Taylor.
That's right.
That's Lawrence Taylor. That's Lawrence Taylor.
Tua said he briefly considered retirement this offseason. He will play in 2023. And finally, Tiger had ankle surgery to address some arthritis from that right ankle injury that was caused after the car wreck in February of 2021. No timetable for return. Sounds like he's out for the PGA Championship, maybe the rest of the year. So. Yeah.
I have a feeling when Tiger's an older man, it's not going to be so easy for him to get around.
No. No. He's just back, knee, ankle.
Back, knee, hip, ankle. Just, oof. He's had a lot of injuries.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, 420, we all lose our check marks, too.
Convenient.
Today,
hear
is
about that,
day?
Rick? Today's the day.
Today's the day that the check marks get taken away, unless you
subscribe to Twitter Blue.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it.
Or you want to buy back into your check mark.
Or as Elon says, $7.
I still have my check mark, though.
For now.
You still have it?
Yeah, for
at the moment.
A few more hours.
A couple more hours and
so
gone.
This is it? I fought for this check mark. I love this check mark.
And now it'll be taken away.
Yep.
Just like that.
Pony up.
No, I there's no way I'm spending $84 to have the check mark.
Yeah, I don't even really
I'll tell you
that
what,
much.
If you're Adam Schefter, like if you're a news provider, like when I look to make sure it's
I'm
Schefter,
sure ESPN is probably paying for his check mark.
Yeah, probably so.
That's a lot of like my concern about this whole thing because you're going to see like all those fake accounts come out and you'll have to
So now what you have to do is now you have to click on the account, see if they have like 9 million followers. Oh, it's Schefter. Oh, it's not Schefter.
Yeah, but anyone can change like their handle or whatever and you know, it's like the Adarn Schefter account. Remember that old thing where people used to get tricked back in the day? Like I'm worried about those things happening again.
Ugh. Remember we fought for your blue check mark? We sent messages and emails and stuff.
Because I lost it.
All I know.
Had it, and then it was gone.
And then we fought to get it back, and now it's going to be taken away today.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine. I think I'll get over it.
I don't know. I think
you'll miss it for a minute.
I think I'll miss it.
I don't think Rick takes Twitter as seriously as others.
Well, you don't. He doesn't tweet.
His avatar is it still Dave on Gettleman's body?
No, I think it was Fat Dave for a while. You're nasty.
It's Fat Dave.
And you know what? And I changed my Twitter bio, too, to include you.
You're my bio.
Yeah, but you're mocking me.
Do you want me to change it?
No. No, I don't want to be the impetus behind you changing it. Either you want to change it or you don't.
I got Sexy Dave, too.
You have Sexy Dave?
You want Sexy Dave?
That'd be nice. As you lose your check mark, come in with like a sexy shot of Dave. Yeah.
You like that?
What did he change it to?
No, if you look at Dave's recent or Rick's recent posted photos, one is Dave photoshopped creepily standing behind Diana Rossini.
Uh-huh.
Another one is.
Those were both a while ago.
Yeah. You still have Fat Dave.
Another one is Rick on Deshaun Jackson's body running away from Dave on the part holding an Islander football. One is Dave on the body of a very, very large man wearing like a thong on the beach. This is not nice.
Oh, yeah, that's not great. No, your entire reason for having a Twitter is just to make fun of me.
Yeah, the pitch, yeah, the avatar, yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's a picture of Michael Kay, who still hasn't responded to me, that says BFF in a heart.
You want me to try and see if he responds to me?
Go ahead.
I'll try right now. As I'm writing out this beautiful text message to Michael Kay, I was listening to some Jeff Passan, because that's what I do for the show.
Okay. And you know what? Buster didn't respond to me either.
Oh, no.
Welcome to my world.
What's happening?
Maybe people just don't like you as much as they used to.
Maybe you're right.
So what he was saying was that, so Max was told to wash his hands. And what he did, for anyone that understands how the rosin mixed with sweat works, is it becomes tacky. And in order to get it off, you can't really use soap and water. So you would use, like Max said, the alcohol wipes.
Okay.
What happens with the alcohol wipes, though, is that once you put
they become now something you can use to doctor up the ball?
No, when mixed with the rosin, becomes actually tackier than just
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right.
So because intent doesn't matter, it's just a level of stickiness, he doesn't think...
Well, that's just moronic now.
That even if even if Max appeals, he doesn't think that the 10-game suspension is going to be reduced.
So he thinks he's going to serve 10 games?
That's what he made it sound like, yeah.
So can you make it so you miss one start there? Like you make your start, you start the suspension, and then
no,
you go
because you're still going to be. Well, I see what you're saying.
So I'm just wondering, can you? So you start right? Like you start on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but he just started though. Like how long? I mean, if he appeals now, it's not going to take that long to hear the appeal.
Right, but you can always institute it whenever you want. So if he pitches on a Wednesday, you start on a Thursday. Now you go 10 games, 1, 2, 3, 4, then you miss on the fifth day, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you start on the 11th day. So you're really only missing one start, right?
Yeah, but still, I mean, the fact that he's
ridiculous.
Being suspended for 10 games is ridiculous.
I'm being updated by someone at ESPN, says, I think Buster does love you. He's taping Baseball Tonight podcast right now.
Oh, okay.
So, but I sent this to him quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. They ban your phone like Derek Jeter when you walk into the podcast studio. So you can't respond.
Oh, they do?
No, I'm just
kidding. He's making fun of me. Oh, they do. No. And also, by the way, 9:40 now. I sent him a DM at 6:58.
You live in my world now. Hello. I dragged you in. I'm sorry. He doesn't like either of us.
That's not appropriate, and it's not right, and it's not nice.
I'm also being told that was not Cameron.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody had it labeled wrong in here, and
Styles,
you know,
oh, sure, pass the blame.
Didn't go back far enough to recall that.
Someone else.
It's actually Styles P featuring Jadakiss, if you want to get specific.
Jadakiss, I've heard of.
Yeah, tell us some tracks of Jada.
Listen, I don't want to embarrass anybody. The last thing I want to do. But I know who Jadakiss is, okay?
Maybe Santi's been partaking in a little bit of April 20th. Maybe.
This early?
The Boobange!
A little wake and bake.
It's too early.
That's Raymond's. That's his way, though.
What do you mean that's his way?
How would you know?
Because I know.
I don't think that's true.
He just made him start like marijuana Yoda.
Yeah, I don't think you can just throw that out there.
It's Raymond's way it is.
That's good. Let's go to Joe in Oakdale. Hi, Joe. You're on 98.7.
Hey, morning, guys. Hope all is well. 2 points towards Ricky. One, positioning on that tying goal in the third period that Sorokin let in. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Awful.
Two,
awful.
I mean, the high sticking penalty on, you know, I mean, missed penalty, obviously, on Mayfield and overtime. I mean, I get they don't want to, I get that they don't want to call every single penalty in overtime and let the boys play, but it didn't stop them from calling two double minors on us and everything else. I mean, I just want to see what you guys feel about that. Obviously, frustrated diehard Islander fan on this.
Right. Well, it was a huge missed opportunity. I mean, to the first question, yeah, it was not a good goal. I hated it, actually. That's one of my big pet peeves with the NHL and how they're teaching some of these goalies. You saw the same exact thing on the Lindgren goal. Like, that's an off-angle shot because the goalie's down like that and he moves his head. It opens up a hole. And the penalty, the only explanation I could give you on why they didn't call the penalty was, I don't want to believe just it was because it was overtime. If it's a penalty, you should call the penalty. But my only thought would be that because Mayfield popped his stick up and it was why the stick hit him in the face, is that why they didn't call it.
All right, Joe, we got to run. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Stephen A. on First Take, he actually thinks the Cavs will not be ready for what the Garden will throw at them tomorrow night.
They win it Friday. You can cancel that.
I've heard
that
this.
You can cancel that.
I've heard.
Wait till you thought that Mobley and Allen that was shivering in game one. Wait till they roll up in the Garden.
They're going to get motivated.
They ain't seen nothing like that, baby. I'm trying to tell you.
10 o'clock, 56-50 Cavs. That crowd will get so tight at 10 o'clock.
Oh, please. What's wrong with you?
They'll get so tight.
What's wrong with you?
Because New York teams lose at home in the postseason. They always have. It's a very tough place to win.
Somebody who's been in New York forever doing radio with your own damn channel, you don't go to the Gardens on game night, okay? It's been decades. You understand. This is a different level. You understand. People were walking out there like crazy when they won one game against Atlanta Hawks 2 years ago. This is a better team. This is a better atmosphere. We ain't some damn underdogs hoping to win. We know we should win this series. Okay. New York Knicks got this.
Yeah, I kind of, I wouldn't say New York Knicks got this, but I kind of agree with Stephen A. in this one. I think Cleveland's not going to understand what they're walking into tomorrow night.
So we're going to play, we're just going to start playing whole clips of shows now. That's what we're doing?
Are you yelling at me?
Just full minutes.
I was entertained.
First of all, you're coming after me, or is this a shot at RJ?
I was just making a generalized statement. I stand by what I did.
Okay. I mean, RJ cut the sound.
Make a good drop in
there. He told me it would be entertaining. Dog? You might want to play it, so I play it, and now you're I'm uncertain. Who exactly are you going after here?
I'm taking shots at all of you. Every single one of you. The man who pressed it.
I'm going to make the next one 2 minutes.
Shots at Stephen A.?
Our 9:45 tomorrow might just be the opening segment of First Take.
Good. Maybe make the extended version, though, tomorrow.
Well, no, you just want to go home. You will have to sit there and listen.
The whole thing.
You'll have to power through it.
The whole thing. I mean, I thought that was good.
It felt like it was a little long, but that's fine.
He wouldn't let Mad Dog say a word. He kept jumping him. I know what that's like.
That's fine. You don't care for Stephen A. That's okay.
No, I like Stephen. I already watched it. I watched it yesterday. I heard it live. Mm.
So you hated that then?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hate it. I get what he's saying. I mean, part of what he was doing, though, was putting on a show for everybody. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be a raucous atmosphere. It's exactly what you hope when you're at home, is that the intensity of your crowd is going to have an effect on the opposing team. Do I think it's going to have a negative effect on the most important of the opposing players? No, I don't.
Donovan Mitchell?
I think that Donovan Mitchell is probably going to use it as motivation. Especially after deciding he wanted to take game two off and facilitate. Would you be surprised at all if in one of these two games at Madison Square Garden he goes for 40-plus?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Maybe I'm wrong here. And again, I'm not saying the Knicks have anything cinched away, nothing like that. I don't know. I'm not terrified of this Cleveland team. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're any better than the Knicks. I think the Knicks did what they had to do, and I'm really excited and anticipating highly Friday and Sunday. I think the Knicks are going to win both of these games.
Okay, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think what scares me about Cleveland is their defense. And I mean, did they find something in game two? I mean, is it the more we blitz Jalen Brunson and the more uncomfortable we make him, the more I mean, I don't know how you want to describe what you saw from the Knicks offensively in game two, but it wasn't good.
It was putrid.
It was not good. I mean, I think the hope has to be that crowd is crazy, but more importantly, because you're at home, IQ feels more comfortable and Grimes feels more comfortable and RJ Barrett can have a good game.
I have another clip of sound, but now I don't know if I should play it or not.
You can play your sound. I have a quote too from the
It's 27 seconds. Will that be too much for you?
That's perfect.
Jeff Van Gundy was on the K Show yesterday. Was asked, can RJ Barrett be fixed?
Well, I think he's really good when he can get all the way to the basket with his left hand. But in the playoffs, they're going to take away your strengths. How big a gap is there between your greatest strength and your next reliable skill is really important, because right now, from a jump shooting standpoint, he just doesn't have that skill. So you can't get all the way to the bucket like over and over again against the best defensive teams in the NBA, which is the teams you find in the playoffs.
Was that okay?
That was really good. I think my biggest takeaway from game two and game one, but more in game two when you start making adjustments and everything else. And then listening to people like Jeff and Stephen A. said some things outside of pumping up the crowd and everything else. And J.J. Redick, who watches more tape and is pretty dialed in as to, schemes and everything else that teams are running. He has the same kind of concerns that a lot of people have about R.J. Barrett, especially in this series.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that. I think there's reason for concern, but I don't think you, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't think you need R.J. Barrett to play a huge role to win the series. I think quickly, Grimes, Brunson, Randall, Robinson will be enough to get you over the hump and win this series. Josh Hart can't be as bad as he was in game two.
No, but you haven't had it, though. But, I mean, you're relying on having it, and you haven't had it yet.
And I think moving the venue from Cleveland to New York will be the magic elixir
okay.
the next night.
Good. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I know you do.
I hope you're right, and I hope Caris LeVert reverts back to what he was in game one, and Darius Garland doesn't have the same kind of first half he had in game two. Yeah, listen, I'm hoping for all those things.
I know you do. Joe in Long Beach. Hey, Joe. You're on 98.7, buddy. What's going on?
Buenos dias, Rick and Dave. Buenos dias, Dave and Rick.
What's going on, Joe?
How you feeling? Good, man. Feeling good. Actually, wanted to switch things up and talk a little NFL draft. I believe it's 1 week away.
1 week from today, baby.
You know it. I'm going to make you each the GM of your respective teams. I want to know who you're selecting with that pick and or if you're going to keep the pick or if you want to trade that pick.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and give you a specific name, but I will tell you that I think the Giants could move back because, as we discussed earlier, that's a prime spot the teams want to get themselves into. I fully believe the Giants go receiver or cornerback, one of those two positions. I think the Jets, for me, I think the Jets go offensive line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I can't sit here and give you a prediction because if they went three, I can sit here and tell you. But 25, I don't know who's going to be on the board.
Right. I don't know which offensive tackle is going to be available. I don't know. I mean, does one of these quarterbacks slip that low? Probably.
Quarter?
I don't know.
Did you say?
I said, what?
You said one of these quarterbacks slip?
Does one of the quarterbacks slip?
Meaning what? You'd take one or you'd
no. No. I would trade back.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's quarterback. Fair. You want to hear a quote that's going to make you crazy?
Crazy good or crazy bad?
Crazy bad.
Ugh.
This is your boy Phil Cuzzy. I said to Buck and Max, it really didn't matter to us what it is. All we knew was that it was far stickier than anything that we felt, certainly today and anything this year.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what it was, just really, really sticky.
Really, really. So really, it doesn't matter if it was an illegal substance, just matters it was an extra sticky substance.
Yeah, it doesn't care. If it's rosin and it was legal, it doesn't matter. It's just it was too sticky for us.
All right, Raymond, on that note, let's go.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Yeah, so let's begin there. Sticky stuff all morning long. Max Scherzer.
Like, I knew I was going to get checked. I'd have to be an absolute idiot to use anything else. I literally go out there with sweat and rosin. I get ejected.
So the things I've learned this morning is that Phil Cuzzy really likes to inject himself in this conversation, and that's the stickiest any hands have been in 3 years, wow. Rick, was it?
Yeah. 3 years, stickiest hands.
No, players will find any edge that they can, like you said. Totally right.
Number two.
Is this go-kart thing going to happen?
Yes.
I totally want the go-kart. I saw a place in Jersey's opened up. It's got an arcade. It's got go-karts. It's got bumper cars if you're scared about the driving ability. You can make it all happen. What do you think?
I'd love to, but I don't think these guys will get it done.
I want fast ones, though. I want real fast go-karts.
I'm zooming by myself.
By yourself, but with friends, whatever you like.
Number one.
We're really good at making up words on this show. Slat. Learned that word today. I guess it's on the massage chair. And of course.
Joggling.
It's a great word, and it must have been said or dropped in about 15 times in that 1 5-minute segment. Great job today, guys.
You don't care. No.
It's because you're all bad guys.
I might use joggle in my everyday vernacular moving forward here.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Let's joggle our way to saying goodbye to everybody. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
It worked the other day. Let's go, Rangers.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go to Mike.
Hold on.
I steamroll you right over your face.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.